What's going on? What's going on? This is your boy, Jay Will, your host of the Jay Will Podcast, interviews and commentary, syndicated podcast on RSS.com and Anointed Radio, the Anointed Radio Network. This podcast is sponsored by Mr. Chris Crane and Charlie's Music Factory. For all your production needs, contact Mr. Chris Crane at Charlie's Music Factory at gmail.com. The Jay Will podcast and interviews can be found on most all podcast platforms. And if you have any problems finding it, always hit me up at LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com. The Jay Will Gospel Show and the Unsigned Artist Gospel Show are my two syndicated radio shows, which airs on it'sallgospelradio.com. Sundays, 10 o'clock a.m. PST, 12 p.m. CST, and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Fridays. You can find me on the same it'sallgospelradio.com, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And immediately following one of those shows will be the Jay Will Daily Show. Follow my music page at James Williams Music on Facebook. And if you have any problems, hit me up at LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com. And maybe you're considering being a sponsor for the Jay Will Podcast or one of the Jay Will Gospel or the Unsigned Artist Gospel Radio syndicated shows. Hit me up at LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com for all the specifics. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, homies and homettes, I have in the studio with me right now, y'all won't believe this, Dr. Everett Drake and Dr. Nathan Young. How are y'all?
We're doing great.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, man, let me tell you, I am so elated to have y'all on the Jay Will Gospel Podcast, interviews and commentary with me. It's just an honor. And thank y'all for willing to sit down with a young fella and chop it up.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here, needless to say.
Yes, sir. So, Dr. Everett Drake, it is, ladies and gentlemen, it's Dr. Everett Drake. Where are you from, sir?
Nashville, Tennessee, born and raised.
Hey, that's the music capital, ain't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dr. Nathan, where are you from?
I am from Los Angeles, California. Now residing here in Nashville since 1992.
Wow. Now, what a transition.
Yes.
How'd you end up in Nashville?
My wife's parents live here, and she's from here, originally from Amarillo, Texas, and they've lived here since she was young. We came to visit her mom and dad and her sister for Christmas, 92, and we just never drove back to California.
Wow. So, I mean, you're almost Midwest, but your wife has the Southernness. So I got to ask the question now. I got to ask the question. Have you started eating grits with cheese and salt and pepper?
I was eating grits before I got here. I like them plain, but I do love the shrimp and grits that they make out here.
There you go. So you're always born to be a Southerner.
Yes, my grandmother was from Louisiana, and I lived with her most of my life. So that's where the Southernness came in.
Yeah. So Dr. Drake, you've been, it almost sounds like Dr. Dre. Look, if Snoop Dogg pop off around the corner, man, we're gonna have to have a discussion.
I know that's right.
So how long have you been in Nashville? How long?
For 70 years.
Now don't play with me now. You couldn't be no more than 50.
Add 20 more to that and you'll get 70.
Look, I thought we was around the same age, but you don't put the 70 on me, man. So, Dr. Everett, tell me about your musical background.
Well, I'm just a church boy here in Nashville, Tennessee. Grew up singing in the church. I started directing the church choir when I was 11 years old, and this is the same church that we're going to be talking about later, First Baptist Church South Inglewood, here in Nashville, Tennessee. I've been a member there since I was 11 years old. And God has afforded me some wonderful opportunities. I started doing session work here in Nashville, Tennessee at 15. Some friends of mine were doing vocal sessions for a gospel record label that you may know about, Nashboro Records, which was housed in one of the major studios here in Nashville, Woodland Sound Studios. And in addition to doing the gospel sessions, we would do a lot of sessions for country music stars as well. This is like late 60s, early 70s. And this stuff for Brenda Lee, Barbara Mandrell, Eddie Rabbit, the Oak Ridge Boys, a lot of the artists of that time. And I went on to work for a young lady by the name of Miss Donna Fargo, the happiest girl in the whole USA. And after doing her records, toured with her for 18 or 20 years. And just one thing led to another, referrals. I toured with Lyle Lovett and his large band for several years. And just a blessing. And needless to say, the platform of Bobby Jones Gospel has been a major blessing in my life. Those 35 seasons there at BET is probably a lot of the reason that we're sitting here talking today. I'm just grateful.
Yeah, so I may have actually heard you on one of them C&W songs.
Yeah. Well, you know, funny thing about that, I just worked the CMA Awards that was on last night.
Really?
And in the production, I was at the rehearsal and I heard Brooks and Dunn sing a song that I did the background vocals on maybe 20, 25 years ago called Believe. Wow. And they did a new version with Jelly Roll, and I sang on the new version as well. So I did both versions of this same song, and it was kind of full circle last night to see them perform that song last night on the CMAs. Yeah, just grateful, had some wonderful opportunities, sang on a lot of records.
That's great. That man, that is such an awesome testimony. We're going to get back to your stint with 35 Seasons with Dr. Bobby Jones in a minute. But Dr. Nathan, tell me about your musical background.
Born and raised in Los Angeles, I was another church kid, was brought up Church of God in Christ, Prayer Assembly Church of God in Christ, jurisdiction number one, Bishop Charles E. Blake was the bishop. I was involved in all of the state youth choirs, and that's kind of where it all started for me. I started writing and had a little singing group, got married, came to Nashville, and met Derek Lee Sanchez Harley, which started my session work with Sanchez. Actually, Suzanne, my wife, started doing work for Sanchez, and I started working at a local record company and was doing a Christmas album. How funny. Doing a Christmas album for them. And I was paired up with Derek Lee to do this album. And in the midst of that, Derek had introduced me to Dr. Jones. And then I started teaching for he was doing his explosions then. Yeah. And I was hired to be the director to teach all the songs to the Explosion Mass Choir. Suzanne was hired to work with New Life. And we've done sessions and it just went from there and, you know, have worked with too many folks to start naming, but our big records, I got nominated for a Grammy for BB and CC Winans' latest record. Well, not latest record. I think the last record they did, Grace, was nominated for Best Contemporary Song. I helped with the arrangement of that song. Heather Hatley won for Best Contemporary Christian Album, did seven songs on that album, and just have, you know, stayed busy. And me and Everett met doing Bobby all those years ago. My youngest is 25, so it'd be 25 years ago. Well, almost 30 years ago, because Elijah, my oldest, was just born. So I've known Everett for at least 30 years.
Man.
And we've worked doing sessions together and singing together, was traveling with Bobby together. Of course, he was here before me. So, you know, I'm riding on his coattail. So, and that's how it all started.
So, you know, I'm just intrigued because Tennessee's got a fountain of youth down there somewhere. I want some of that. Who's that? I want some of that Peter Popoff spring water y'all got down there. Where is this?
I saw that a few times myself.
Right. If you send $19.99, it could be yours.
I want some of that spring water, man. Y'all don't look a day over 40, 50 years old. I mean, I'm looking older than y'all.
I am knocking on the door 60.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess good, clean living.
That's in my rearview mirror.
As I always say, the fried chicken diet, it just plumps out the skin and brings special things to the skin.
So, Dr. Everett, tell me about your experience, and both of y'all can chime in anytime, but tell me about your experience singing with Dr. Bobby Jones. Now, I remember when you sent me your photo, I immediately ran up. I'm at the house, in my studio in the house, and I immediately left the studio and ran upstairs and said, "Oh my God, babe, look who this man is." And she was like, "Who that is? Yeah, who that is?" She didn't say it like that, but she, you know, "Who that is?" I said, "This is Everett Drake, the light-skinned dude that was on the front row singing with Dr. Bobby Jones. This man, I'm going to interview with this guy next week." So tell me about your experience. I remember seeing you as a kid. We used to watch the Dr. Bobby Jones show every weekend before going to church, going Sunday
school. We did too.
And there you was on the front row. It was good. So tell me about that experience.
Man, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. I really sound old now, don't I? But it was such a blessing. That platform of Bobby Jones Gospel was a blessing to many in the gospel music community. Many artists that we know today, we may not would know about the Yolanda Adams or the Kirk Franklins and Mary Marys if it hadn't been for that show. And I often say we were afforded some opportunities that may have been afforded to other people had God chosen someone other than Dr. Bobby Jones, or even more so, if Dr. Jones had lived in another city, other people would have been afforded the opportunities that we were afforded. Right. Yeah. And, you know, none of us had no clue that Bobby Jones' gospel would grow to what it became today, because we know it's a part of Black culture today. But none of us had no idea it would be all of that. We were too busy doing what we were doing. We loved to sing. And just to have an opportunity was amazing in itself. But then you have to add on top of that, most people don't really know that we recorded the whole year in two weekends.
Oh, right. Wow.
So you had to say, learn 60-something songs. And then, you know, remember your blocking where you're supposed to be standing and whatever choreography went with it. And oh, it was a lot to retain. So we didn't have time to think about, you know, what impact it was going to have on people or any of that kind of thing. We was just doing what we knew to do. And right. It was such an amazing experience.
Dr. Nathan?
I ditto everything that he's saying. You know, for us, it was an opportunity. You know, you get your little check and you move to the next session. And, you know, you get hired to do your job. You come do your job. You, like Everett said, and you get your little love offering and move to the next engagement. And then you have your own church in between all of that.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, I remember driving up to that, because I lived in southern Mississippi up until 2005. And I remember driving up to one of the Bobby Jones gospel explosions. And the first time I saw Ben Tankard, and then I had the opportunity to see Allen.
Okay.
Perform with Dr. Bobby Jones. And here it is, I want to say, 30 years later, 35, 40 years later, I actually got to meet Bruce Allen and interviewed him on one of my shows and one of my podcasts. And it is just a small world. You know, the time, it just kind of comes full circle. Here I am seeing two icons that work with Dr. Bobby Jones and doing all the music production and stuff like that. And here you are sitting in front of me on the J. Will Podcast Interviews and Commentary. I feel honored to have you two gentlemen here.
Well, we're honored to be here. Unlike Everett, most people didn't even see my face. They saw the back of my head.
That is so true.
When I had hair.
See, Nathan was our first director of the Nashville Super Choir.
Is that right?
Yes. I was the along with myself, Derek Lee, and a few other locals. We put the Super Choir together, and then it was a collage of, because Everett's been singing with Dr. Jones, you know, all these years. And I think, you know, Everett was a part of Nashville, I believe. I think that was with that. And then, of course, with the small group, the big group, Everett sang with him with all the groups.
Wow.
So it was a collage of Nashville, a collage of local. Well, really, we were made up of a lot of church choirs at that time when the Super Choir first started. It was four big local churches, and then we had two local groups that the majority of the choir came from. Mm-hmm. Chris Smith's Inspirational Ensemble and Fred Vaughn's Verity. And then Clarksville, we had the Voice, Sharonice Horton. And that's how it all came together with the Super Choir. And it was, you know, from there, you say the history was written.
Wow.
That's so true.
And guess what? Now, he's still doing shows and stuff, right?
He is.
Okay. So history is still being made.
He's on the Impact Network now, still doing what he loves to do.
Wow. Wow. So are you guys still a part of all that?
I am not. The Lord opened up some other doors. Suzanne and I are, as we say, independent gospel artists. And, you know, God opened up some doors, and I'm pursuing more producing and more vocal arranging and more of that. Everett's still there. And, of course, he's his own artist, also independent artist. And we get to plug his CD, Amen Goes Right There.
Yeah.
And produced by the late Derek Lee, and it is a wonderful, wonderful project. And, you know, I look at Everett, and he's such an inspiration. And for those that may be watching, you think that your time has come and gone, Everett right here is a testimony to stand before you that there is no time limit on God's blessing. There is no time limit on when he allows the door to open for your season to go forth. So you just stay faithful to God.
Yes.
Stay faithful to your local church, and God in his time and his season will elevate you.
Yes. You know, you sounded more like Bishop Young then.
Yeah. That'll preach right there.
That, look, I got the organ right here beside me. Don't make me put you in A flat.
I got one behind me.
So now just so y'all know, y'all can send me y'all's music. And I got plenty of stuff. I create shows every week, and I put y'all on one, either the Unsigned Artist Gospel Show or the J. Will Gospel Show. And Dr. Nathan, if you're producing artists, gospel artists, and you'll always have a platform to share.
Thank you so much, and we'll make sure you get it all.
Yes, absolutely. Sir. Yes, sir. So let's move on here. Let's talk about the church project that y'all just done with the Christmas song. So,
okay, man, well, we are excited.
Yes, and let me start, because it wasn't supposed to be a project in the beginning. It was an idea that I had just started playing for the church, had been there almost a year. And I came to Everett and said, hey, I want to do a big Christmas concert. And he said, okay, well, let's hold off and we'll, you know, get it together and do it next year. Because it was already late in the season, and he came back the following year and said, well, let's do that and let's capture it.
Yeah.
And I said, capture it? He said, well, let's record it. And I said, record it? Okay. Then I started mentioning all the things that I needed, and his response was, well, you know, we ain't have no money. And I said, well, how are we going to do a record? He says, we're capturing it. So this is what was captured.
So y'all captured this live?
We did.
We did a live recording the evening of our church anniversary, which is the third Sunday in December of last year.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what they're talking about. They captured something, but I want y'all to listen at this. I'm just going to play a little bit of this. Hold on. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all y'all get. You're gonna have to go out. You're gonna have to go out and download this program. So if you, I'm still stuck on that. Okay, let's just capture this.
Well, you have to understand the school that I'm from.
Okay.
I have learned, it's like going into studios. You get your best takes the first time. So when you go into the studio, put me in the red.
Yes, sir.
Because you're not going to be able to get that in those next takes and things, you know, because I have time, too much time to overthink it.
Yes, sir.
So just put me in the red and let's go. So I didn't want to miss moments that could happen that night, and we go back and say, man, we should have recorded that. That was awesome.
Let me tell you.
Well, I know we didn't have no budget. And I know, and I'm going to drop all these doctors and just be, you know, real transparent. Nathan Young kept saying, well, I need a bass player. And Nathan, we don't have no money. We don't have no budget. I just need to get this concert done. I'm going to try to raise some money to make this happen. And I mean, as the minister of music at the church, you know, it was my job to try to make things happen.
Yeah.
I didn't know how God was going to do it, but I just believed he was going to bless our efforts. That's all I can say. And the major blessing of the whole thing is to have someone on the staff like a Dr. Nathan Young, all kidding aside. He is a genius. He has lived this thing for a year and made up all the shortages that we did not have money for. We called in favors and did everything we could to make this record sound like what we felt that it should be. And God has blessed our efforts. But I still have to go back to the willingness of Nathan and the labor of love he put into this project as a producer.
Yeah.
To make it sound the caliber that we're used to living with.
Right.
Well, go ahead.
Let me tell you, this doesn't sound like let's just throw it together project. I'm just going to be honest with you. This
well,
like,
I told you that, you know, God blessed our efforts. You know, it initially, as Nathan said, started off, we were capturing it. I did know that as long as the drums are good, we could rebuild everything else.
Yes, right. Sir. Yes,
as is what happens with most and all live recordings.
Yeah.
If right. The truth be told.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all else fails. We got drums, and we'll start and we'll build from there. And, what? You know, the genius of Nathan Young saw the vision and went to work.
So, Dr. Nathan.
Yes, sir.
Kudos to you to take, I know, right? To take an idea and a dream. And it is to my understanding that, Dr. Everett, you wanted this to be something that your church can experience for themselves. Yeah, they had never done this before, right?
Oh, yes, they had. Oh, okay. I have clients that I work for, do background vocal sessions for, and Nathan has been with us as well.
No, I mean your church.
No, but I mean, I've taken them to do sessions to introduce them to that life and what's going on. But this was the first opportunity for them to do something on their own. I knew they had a sound because I had witnessed it on other artists' records. Yeah. And my prayer was that we could capture that same sound for ourselves.
You did.
So genius of Nathan came up with the idea of how we could achieve this means to an end. And I'm eternally grateful. It's like a dream come true. He sent me maybe 50 or 60 arrangements of songs for me to wade through.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait a minute. The concept and the capturing an event led you to 50 arrangements of this song?
No, not of this song.
Not this song. I have, you know, I'm a big Christmas fanatic. Oh, so okay. I have arrangements on top of arrangements for Christmas songs. But the thing about this song, this is our only original song that's on the record. I wrote this song for a high school gospel choir about my youngest son was in high school then, which would have been 12, 13 years ago. And I wrote this song for the kids. We were doing a big Christmas concert at Rocket Town right here in town. And I needed a song that was original that, you know, that the parents would support. And so that's how this song all came about in the first place.
Well, and he sent me all of these songs. And I just kept listening. And I kept listening because I was trying to find something that fit our choir, but also stretched us.
Yeah.
I just believe in growth.
Yes.
You know, and you got to continue to practice your craft and believe and try to do things differently so that you can continue to grow. And right. My whole thing has been to inspire the people that I work with. They have seen my journey from 11 years old up until this day. Mm. So it would be a shame to have been at that church all this time and not been able to inspire somebody else to follow their dreams and to, you know, learn what they could do and how to navigate their gifts and talents. And it's just wonderful to have somebody like Nathan Young on the staff working with you to help you inspire people and you know, do things. He can take the choir even further than I would ever be able to do because of his expertise and being a musician and doing what he does. So it's one of those kind of win-win situations. But I waded through many songs to find these songs. Yeah. And when I got through, and Nathan will tell you, I said, well, do you have any more? He said, well, I happen to have one more record that I didn't even think about. Isn't that right, Nathan?
And this was the song?
Well, it was several of the songs. And I said, Nathan, I really like these right here. He said, okay, if you like these, let's listen to those. So we landed on those and kind of thought about the singers that we are working with and what would kind of fit what we do and all. And that's really how it really kind of evolved.
Yeah, that's how it began. We hadn't had the capture conversation yet. We were just choosing the songs. But I, you know, Everett's so quick to give me the credit, but Everett is a great leader. He has a great team of singers at the church, and they will follow him, and he's taught them, and they believe in his leadership. So without him and his leadership, this wouldn't have been possible. And this is the church choir record. You know, a lot of producers will bring in so many others, you know, but we wanted to keep it as South Englewood Mass Choir church choir record. And we're so honored that the choir worked really hard.
Yes.
And you know, put in the time and learn the songs and put up with, you know, all of us hollering directors and the, you know, all of that comes along with it. I can be real tough when it comes to recording and things like that. But they put up with me, they put up with Everett, and you know, they worked really hard. And this is just this whole record is a miracle of miracles.
Yes.
Because again, I'll say this, you know, a lot of times we think, you know, I want to do a record. And who does a record when they have no money? None. We have none. And we just had he had a vision. Everett had a vision. He wrote the vision. He made it plain. And we started walking toward the vision.
Wow. Yes,
sir. And that's what happened. And it came in stages. You know, no bass player. All right. Now I've got to figure out how to do that. All right. So you do the piano. You need this. Well, let me call this person and see what they're doing. And, you know, that comes through. The horns that you hear on there, our great friend Lloyd Berry. And, you know, he did an excellent job. You call and said, Lloyd. And I gave him the same testimony as ever said, listen, we ain't got no money. So... And God gave us favor. That's all I can say. God gave us favor. It's not nothing that I done. God gave us favor. When you have a vision, you write it down, you make it plain, and you start walking that direction, and God will open up the door as you're walking toward it.
So has that Bishop Young coming out again? So
Bishop, but he's telling the truth. He's telling the truth. We set out to raise money. We had that night of the concert of the live recording. I pled my case before the people and lifted an offering, and we were pleased with what we were able to get that evening. And then we decided that we need to have one more event, that we would have some seed money to try to, you know, finish what we needed to get done, and reach out to some amazing singers in the gospel community here in our city of Nashville. They all agreed to come and help us, didn't charge us a dime.
Wow.
And they came and worked with us for this concert. And there again, I stood before the people and asked, and they just poured out blessings to us. And we took those monies and tried to be good stewards of that money that God blessed us with and continued to work on that project until Nathan was able to finish. He's an amazing producer. Just, you know, to have the heart to pour into it and live it, you know, for a year is to be commended, you know.
So, Dr. Nathan, let me ask this question. From a producer's perspective, what makes you tick? because I'm a songwriter, you know, I'm not on the same scale of production as you may be, but I do what I do. But I know what makes me tick. But what makes you tick?
You know, that's a hard question to answer. All I can say is I remember being young and, you know, grew up in the Kojic Church. I was in the Sunshine Band. I've always been able to hear parts and hear the production of things. And I was surrounded by what I would call real perfectionists. And they demanded a certain level, even when I was, you know, 10 and 11. And I remember doing the concerts with our local church choir. Our director and directress, they were, you know, borderline slave drivers. And, you know, and then they taught us, if we're going to do something for God, you do it to the best of your ability.
Yes.
I didn't learn, you know, I don't know how to coast. You know, a lot of people can coast and they have the ability. I don't know how to do that. If I say I'm going to be committed to something, I'm committed wholeheartedly. And I don't know how to cut those corners. You know, me and Ever was talking, I don't know how to cut corners. So this was a test of my faith to figure out how to not cut the corner, but how to be able to make the corners meet at what I could make them meet at.
Yeah.
So that's hard to say. I've always been, you know, I give the glory to God. That's all I can say. It's just a God-given thing. And, you know, I am a student of music. I dissect it from first inception of hearing it to the finished thing. And I've always been that way.
You know, my mother, I grew up Church of God in Christ as well. My mother had us in the Sunshine Band, all that good stuff. I started out a church drummer, and, you know, all of a sudden I started playing, and they sent me to music lessons. And then my mother was like, I don't know, Major pain up in there, because I couldn't skip choir rehearsals. I had to practice every day. And my mother was not only the church minister music, she was the district minister music. Right. So I ended up having to learn all the songs for the district. And it was so painful for me that I joined the Army when I graduated high school. I just knew pain. But
But that was a generation, you know, we didn't get the option to say, no, I don't want to be in the choir. You know, if they said youth, your mother looked at you and said, you youth, so you in the choir.
Exactly.
And my mother was in the state choir, and that's how I got wrapped into the state youth choir.
Yeah.
And then I was just learning, I was taking piano lessons, and I knew three chords. I knew the one chord, the four chord, the five chord. Back then, it was, you know, nothing but testimony songs. So every song fit in those three chords.
Right, right, right.
I couldn't even touch the pedals yet. And I remember sitting in church, and our organists were out of town, and Elder Williams, the pastor right there, he said, son, get on the organ. And I didn't even know how to turn the thing on, and somebody turned it on, and I have literally been on that organ ever since.
Look, my mama, she played piano. And once she figured out that I knew how to play, she would make me get on the organ. And I couldn't play in but the key of C, right? And I don't care what song they struck out in and what key they was going in C.
I tried to pull that once. Our church really sang in the key of F. But, oh, yeah. You know, we had two guitar players. And, of course, they knew A, B, D, and E.
Oh man!
So that's where it went from there.
Yeah, the E they can just play open.
Yes,
they just play open. They don't have to know what they're doing. Play open, but anyway,
but it's the worst key for a keyboardist.
It is, it is. You know, but so how'd y'all pull the band off? Who played the drums?
My son, my youngest son, Benjamin Young, played the drums. I've been training him since he was born. He's been, he came into this world with a pair of drumsticks.
Hey, did you see what just happened then? That was me passing out. It makes no sense to have all that musical genes in one family.
Again, a miracle of miracles. Benjamin, we had, I think, two band rehearsals. And wow. Benjamin came in and played this whole concert flawlessly.
That's the honest to God truth.
I didn't have to fix not a drum part on this record. Not one.
Wow.
I played the bass. I did all of the piano, organ, everything to do with the keys. A couple of the string pads. I did everything on keyways. The only thing that I couldn't duplicate on keys is guitar. We had Lawrence Jones from Chicago played a song, Phil Hughley here in Nashville, and Brandon, I can't think of Brandon's last name, just left my mind, another guitarist that came played. Lloyd Berry did all of our horns, and that's the band.
Wow. So I can't wait to hear the rest of the project.
It's awesome.
It really is.
I'm gauging by this first song. Like, I've listened at this Christmas song. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want no hate mail from y'all. I don't want no hate speeches. And don't call me with no foolishness. But I don't like holidays, okay? And I definitely don't like Christmas.
Oh, man.
So for me to love this Christmas song, man, y'all may have just... I may have been reborn as not the Grinch.
We have a convert.
Look, yes, I've been transformed.
We've converted.
Look, every Christmas holiday, and my wife would tell you, every Christmas holiday, I'm playing The Grinch by Take Six.
Wow.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Like, I don't like Christmas. I was raised in Christian faith. I was raised Pentecostal. I don't like Christmas. It's just too much. It's too much going into it. Well, for y'all to make me love this Christmas song that I've been singing, glory in the highest, walking around the house. Man, y'all don't did something like that.
It's just Jesus.
I can't wait for you to hear Everett's song. He does an arrangement of Away in the Manger that will just, you know, take you there.
I need it. I need it. I need the music, Dr. Everett Drake. I need the music. So let's go back to this project. It sounds so full.
And it's a mass choir.
I know, but Dr. Everett, you've been around a long time, and we don't see some mass choirs, and we don't heard some recordings of some mass choirs that don't sound like this recording. So
it's that Nashville thing.
Okay, it's a Nashville thing, huh?
It's a Nashville thing. And I mean, Nathan and I both have been in the studio and worked countless hours and all. And see, we come from the early days of where you wasn't no stacking what do you call it, Nathan, when you move a section? Where you fly something from one section to another. Where if they sang a vamp for 72 times, you had to sing it all 72 times.
Right.
So we came from that day, but nowadays, you know, you record differently and you stack the vocals. And if you get it right one good time, you can take that section and fly it down every time that happens, unless it changes keys, and then you have to record it again.
Right.
So,
right,
you know, it's the blessings of technology now. And there again,
well, we didn't have that advantage because this song changed keys 3 times.
Yeah, well.
So, Nathan, did you mix this and everything?
I did. I mixed this record.
Wonderful job.
Thank you.
So you can imagine having a syndicated radio show that I hear a lot of music.
Yeah.
I get a lot of music submissions. My phone, I had to turn my phone off at 9 o'clock every night. I just turned the ringer off because it's dinging all night long, people submitting music. I've heard some pretty bad mixes. So I knew immediately when the song started, I was like, oh yeah, this finna be fire. This finna be fire. Just as soon as the music started, like, this is fire. And then when the vocals came in, everything was mixed so well and so balanced. So I guess the reason I'm asking this is, if you wanted to help a young production engineer be able to not replicate what you do, but have a general idea of what they need to do and the processes that need to be in place for them to achieve that quality, and help them out right quick.
Well, number one, you go to somebody that's better than you, and you shadow them and ask questions. And I have a good friend. His name is Randy Poole. He mixes everybody in gospel these days, and we've been friends. Okay, so I met Randy when I did my first Christmas record 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And we've been friends ever since. And when I told him I was mixing this record, he was the first call. And it took several, I felt like I was in school, because I'd send him something. And when he doesn't answer, I knew it meant it was wrong. So, you know, you just kept tweaking, keep asking questions. And nowadays you can find everything you need on YouTube on, you know, how to do things. But you do have to have an ear, and you compare. What I did is I found a CD, a song that I like, the mix of. And you try to get as close to that, and you do listen to your song, listen to that song, make some adjustments back to that song, and you just go back and forth. And then you settle on what you think that you hear. So, you know, that's how I would say, find somebody, number one, that's doing it and that you have confidence in. Start asking questions. Shadow them, watch what they're doing, and then start training your ear to hear all of these different frequencies and different things that come along with mixing and balancing, how to balance everything, because it's more than just make the music. You really do have to balance everything. Everything's just not, it has to be arranged and set in order the way it should go.
Yeah, you can't put all the music down the middle.
Right.
You got to do some stereo panning in there and moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that good stuff. So, yeah, I feel like I should have had, like, the Batman music. What's next for the dynamic duo?
Only God knows. you know, we have a new pastor at our church, Dr. J. Lamar Williams, who is a phenomenal pastor, a great preacher, and even more, a great singer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he just came to our church the first of this year, and we recorded this record, like I said, in December. So he didn't know what he was in store for, had no idea what was coming down the road. So now he is terribly excited about the work that the choir has done and, you know, the musical staff that we have and the capabilities and, you know, that and possibilities, you know, that are, you know, available. So we're looking at trying to do something for him at some point, you know, and of course do a gospel record, you know, for the choir as well. Maybe put a single out in the spring or something on the choir. Now that we're getting some positive feedback about the choir, maybe put something out, you know, while people kind of have the name in them in their mouths, you know, that they will remember the South Englewood Mass Choir.
You know, I tell you, a lot's changed. I'll be 55 in June. A lot's changed since I've been a kid. It used to cost hundreds and thousands of dollars to get your music out there. But they got these companies now that you could do a global distribution and still be independent and don't have to worry about no contract.
Right.
And I think that's the biggest advantage I see for indie artists right now. Because the Unsigned Artist Gospel Show is specifically for independent artists. The J. Will Gospel Show, I will spend mainstream artists and independent artists, but I only do that to show a comparison contrast that will help the people understand that there's no difference between an indie artist and a mainstream artist. It's just the amount of funding that's involved with pushing the album.
Right. The machinery behind it.
But I'm going to tell you, y'all have the capacity right now with the production team that y'all are and the ear that y'all have for music to take y'all's church music department to a whole different plateau. And I commend y'all for, you know, working together on this project and pulling this off.
It's just Jesus. I keep saying that, you know. We have an amazing working relationship.
It's Jesus, but it's y'all too.
Yeah, well, you know, but allowing yourself to be a willing vessel is the greatest part.
There you go.
You know, and we work well together. We push and pull and throw ideas and things because I know my limitations and I depend on Nathan for those things to take us to another plateau that I could never take the choir. And, you know, understanding, you know, your role and what you do. I'm in this season of my life trying to inspire others, you know. Right. And to have someone like Nathan there to take your ideas and make them come to life is amazing, you know, because it would be a struggle and a fight that I've had to do on my own until I got someone like Nathan, you know, because anybody else would look to me like, you know, cockeyed, like I was crazy if I'd have said to them, well, I don't have no money. We don't have no money. You know, and Nathan said, well, but I need a bass player. We don't have no money, Nathan. And he said, well, okay, and go right on, you know, and figure out a way to make it happen or get on the phone, call somebody, you know. But I need horns on this song. Nathan, we don't have no money, you know. Well, we need to sell some chicken sandwiches or fry some fish or do something. We need some money.
Not the chicken sandwich.
Yeah, you know. And I mean, but we looked at it like that. And, you know, we, like I said, he had a wonderful idea of a fundraising concert. And we took that concert. It was a tribute to Bishop Walter Hawkins. Everybody loves Walter Hawkins music. Yeah. And that was the concert that where we invited all these wonderful singers in Nashville to come and help us. And they all just agreed immediately to come and help us. We did the background and let them sing. And Nathan and I, you know, looked at it and talked about who we wanted and all and just asked them, and they came. And it was a wonderful time. And we're going to bless all of those wonderful singers with a copy of the CD for helping us, you know, being a blessing to us, you know. And it's just been a labor of love, you know. Yes, sir. And God had to be in the plan and in the mix, because none of this could have ever happened.
Right, right. Right.
At all.
So I assume it's going to be on all digital platforms.
It is.
And the name of the song is Jesus Emmanuel. And if you
written by Nathan Young.
Uh-huh.
Arranged and produced.
And so if they wanted to get in touch with you so that your choir can come sing this at one of their Christmas programs, how can they do that?
Well, you can always reach me. I'm on all social media platforms, Everett Drake. There's no E on the end of Everett. It's EverettDrake. And I'm booked through J. Bender Entertainment. Okay. As an independent artist. And Jimmy Bender is his name. He is also a member of our staff at our church and a part of this great project as well.
Wow.
So I'm going to give his information, because if those opportunities ever come, he would certainly be the one, because he handles all of my travel arrangements and my bookings and things. So he would definitely be the one that would be taking care of us. You can reach out to him at jbenderentertainment.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And his email is jbendere@gmail.com. His number is 615-873-0646. Again, that's 615-873-0646. I know all this because I have to repeat it all this because it books me.
There you go. So, Dr. Nathan.
Yes, sir.
If somebody wanted to say, you know what? I like what the doctor is doing. He got just the right medicine for my music. Give us your production email address so that people can email you. Now, I normally, Dr. Everett, I don't shoot out phone numbers because we got some cray-cray people. But since he does all your booking and stuff,
been working for us.
Okay,
you know, true. I'm sure a company, they have, you know, answering services.
And okay, then right.
They do what they do. It's an entertainment company.
So, Dr. Nathan, let's get your email. And if you have a toll-free number, don't give us your personal number on this air.
If you need to call me, you can use the number that Everett gave.
Yes.
My email is musicmakers with an S, recordings with an S, LLC@gmail.com. Musicmakers recordings LLC@gmail.com. And I'm also on, I guess I'm on all of them, Facebook and Instagram under the director, Nathan Young.
Okay. Well, you know, gentlemen, I really appreciate you spending some time with a young fellow over here. And Mr. Everett, you have my phone number, and you can give it to Dr. Young. And anytime y'all need me, or anytime y'all have music productions that y'all want to get, you know, aired, you know, and the radio station is a charting radio station as well. So,
You're going to receive some music, don't you? We're going to send music.
Yeah, we report all that stuff. So it ain't like some of the stations you send your music to and they don't report it and you just play your music. But, you know, thank God for It's All Gospel Radio. All right.
Let me just say thank you to you for receiving the email. I don't know if I even said this to Nathan. I was just scrolling on Facebook and you had put up a flyer about submissions of music. And I just sent the email to him and he responded immediately.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. And I, you know, I'm just grateful that you reached out to us and gave us an opportunity. I also want to say thank you to our pastor, Dr. J. Lamar Williams, for allowing us to do what we do and being so supportive of the music ministry at our church. It's not always that way working in ministry. And I'm just grateful for what we're able to do and to have freedom of worship.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm, excuse me, and I'm grateful to Dr. Williams for all he does. The young man has only been with us, like I said, since the first of the year. And it's been an amazing journey with him. We've had right at 100 people join our church since he's been there. The ministry is growing. And the blessing, Jay Will, is the fact that most of the people are new converts, candidates for baptism. Not people coming from another church or coming back. Some people have come back to the church. But the blessing is the majority of them are new converts. And that's what it's all about, winning souls in church work.
That's exciting. Let me tell you, he's got to be a good fellow, a good pastor, because his last name is Williams. I want to plug that in there. But
yes, sir.
I want to say it would be nice for me to interview your pastor as well, because absolutely, he's coming into the ministry. There's a lot unfolding. Y'all are growing. He's got the dynamic duo working on the music staff. You know, it'd be good to understand, you know, his side of things and how's he doing with this. So if he'd be interested, give him my email address. I'd be happy to talk to him. And I just want to thank you for trusting what you saw on Facebook to email.
Man, listen, I've been doing this. Well, I've been singing all my life and traveling. But as an independent artist since 2011. And my plight was to get my name caught up with my face. Yeah. Most people, like you said, they knew my face from Bobby Jones' gospel. I was that light-skinned boy on Bobby Jones at points.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
But the only way I could figure out to do it was to do as many interviews as I possibly could.
Yes, sir.
So I set out to just get as many interviews as I possibly could. So talking has never been a problem. Everybody say I'll talk to a rock. You know, I just love people, you know, because yes, this is a people business.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't understand artists that run to, you know, get off stage and run to the dressing room and don't want to greet the fans and all. Those are the people that help us do what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always take pictures and do whatever I can because I'm grateful.
Yeah. Introvert and gospel artists can't go in the same sentence.
Right.
Amen.
You got to pick a side. Either you're going to be an artist or you're going to be an introvert. But if you're going to be an introvert, don't expect to get extremely popular, because you got to hang around people and you got to do that network.
That's it.
Absolutely. All right, gentlemen, I really appreciate it. I'm only a phone call away. Don't go anywhere. We'll holler at you in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that interview. Don't forget to hit me up at LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, hit me up at LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com. And just remember, this show is brought to you by Chris Crane and Charlie's Music Factory. For all your production needs, email Mr. Chris Crane at charliesmusicfactory@gmail.com. All right, until the next time, may the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord God give you peace.